Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in 1 Chronicles chapter 14. You know, before we begin, I just want to say I'm really impressed that you made it this far. I mean, after all, 1 Chronicles is not the most exciting first 10 chapters in the Bible to get through, unless you love genealogy, in which case, I'm guessing that you're at Ancestry.com or some other site all the time. But for most of us, this is not the most exciting part of the Bible. But the fact that you're here shows that you really want to understand it. And I want to say at the outset, right now, right here, chapter 14 just seemed like an appropriate place to do it. No, really, I just thought of it. But I want to say that as we go through this, we are just touching the tip of the iceberg. If I did round 2 of Through the Word, there would be an equal amount of content to focus on. And that's what's so amazing about the scripture, is that each time you go through the Word of God, something new and different jumps out to you. In fact, maybe one day we will do a whole nother series of Through the Word, version 2. There we'll keep version 1, but you'll be able to go through another version, maybe with another teacher. Of course, there will never be another Peyton Jones, but maybe there'll be somebody else, and they'll have new insights, or maybe you yourself will go through and devise your own gleanings, your own through the Word. You see, that's our hope for you, is that you would actually graduate to a place where you're able to do this yourself. Now, all of that I just said was actually to stall over this next part. We'll just pass over the part at the beginning about David taking more wives and having a bunch of kids with him. Kids, you can ask your youth pastor about it. He'd love to discuss that with you. But the focus of this chapter, after that little naughty bit, is the defeat of the Philistines. I'm going to say it again so you can get that part about David and all those wives out of your head. Defeated the Philistines. Defeated the Philistines. Okay, verse 8. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went out to meet them. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of God, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered, "Go, I will deliver them into your hands." So David and his men went up to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, God has broken out against my enemies by my hand." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines had abandoned their gods there, and David gave orders to burn them with fire. It's important to know that when it says that he burned their gods with fire, we're talking about valuable treasures, idols. It was very hard for a king when he raided a village, a city, or a capital, when he found the gods, to not keep them because they were beautiful works of art. But here we see David saying, no compromise. We will not be tempted to take these back and worship them, as was the case of Achan when Moses, Joshua, and Caleb went and raided, and the Israelites were tempted to take the gods. Verse 13 says, once more the Philistines raided the valley. So David inquired of God again, and God answered him, "Do not go directly after them, but circle around them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move out to battle, because that will surely mean God has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army." So David did as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. So David's fame spread throughout every land, and the Lord made all the nations fear him. This is the special effects department of heaven working overtime. The armies of Israel are marching in the trees. And when I say the marching of the armies of Israel, I don't mean human soldiers. This was something supernatural. Either they were angels or just God's power, but God was winning an impossible victory for David. Why impossible? Well, for one thing, the Philistines were an Iron Age people. Now, that may not sound like much, but iron was a lot harder of a substance or metal than bronze. And when an iron weapon hit a bronze weapon, the bronze weapon bent or shattered. Therefore, The superior technology of the Philistines made them almost impossible to beat. They had discovered the use of iron. And what they had done is stripped the Israelites of any weapons throughout all the land. Now, by human standards, this would have been an impossible battle for them to win. And I want to ask you today, what impossible battle are you facing? A few chapters ago, we talked about pornography. And I want to talk about temptation, not necessarily pornography. But I want to talk about temptation itself. Did you know that for every time that you break off a cycle of temptation, in other words, you just say, if I can only get through this day, your brain literally produces a resistance to that temptation. There's a book called The Brain That Changes Itself by Dr. Philip Deutsch. Remember how we talked a few chapters ago about taking every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus? Talking about the fact that our minds were the battlefield? Well, in Deutsch's book, a psychiatrist who studies neuroplasticity, or the fact that the brain is moldable and can be changed physically, Deutsch says that becoming addicted happens not overnight, but gradually over time. And so getting free is going to probably take the same amount of time, even with the Holy Spirit's help. Because you know how that is. Anytime you're trying to master something and yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, it becomes a habit. And that's what an addiction is. It's a deeply ingrained habit that has settled into your thought practices. So what you've got to do is replace bad habits with good habits. Neurons that fire together, Deutsch says, wire together. And every time you look at pornography, your neurons fire and release endorphins. And as that happens, you get what's called a conditioned response. And so what you need to do is you will learn that neurons that fire apart, wire apart. And that is the physiology of breaking addiction. Now, I'll tell you, I don't look at pornography. Not that I never have, but I don't look at it today. And I was raised as a non-Christian with porn in my house. With the brain, it's a use it or lose it system. Therefore, for every temptation you resist, you're actually rewiring your brain. And I wish that more people knew this, because you can be free and the urges and all those things, and this applies, by the way, to any sin, with any anger-related problem or anything at all. The way that we work is the more we yield to the Spirit, the less we're dominated by the flesh. I remember telling a friend of mine about this book who was an atheist, and he smirked and said, "It's funny how the Bible usually ends up being right about most things, right?" But this can't be done alone. I've needed the Holy Spirit, even though I've had to fight to march through the trees of the poplars and to do a supernatural work in my heart so that I don't want it or desire it. Flesh and blood does not reveal these things, and if you're in the middle of the struggle, don't give up. Keep fighting. You'll soon hear the marching in the trees of the poplars, and you will be delivered. By the way, this was the decisive victory over the Philistines that set the Israelites free once and for all. And my friend, that day is coming for you too, so don't lose heart. Thanks for joining me today on Through the Word. I've been your host, Peyton Jones, and we've been in chapter 14. I'll see you in chapter 15 tomorrow as we continue our journey through the Word.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.